Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The DH, Royal Stillman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Francisco Barrios. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Chuck Scribner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ray Bear. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister takes first base on ball four. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scribner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. May fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Barrios scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Barrios covering, for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr bunts towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Essien moves to second. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Essien scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bannister. The throw from May and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Zisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mankowski is hit by the pitch. Scribner moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scribner moves to third. Mankowski moves to second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Kemp moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kemp scores. Stanley moves to second. It's 6-3, Tigers. Silvio Martinez now pitching. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scribner takes first base on ball four. Stanley moves to third. Verizer moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Stanley scores. Verizer scores. Scribner moves to third. It's 8-3, Tigers. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mankowski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stillman hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-5, Tigers. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with bear covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Hamilton covering, for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Garr reaches second base with a double. Jim Crawford now pitching. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bannister bunts towards the mound. Crawford fields it and throws to first for the out. Garr moves to third. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garr scores. It's 8-6, Tigers. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Zisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horta moves to third. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spencer strikes out. two outs. Lamar Johnson pinch hits for Royal Stillman. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Dalcanton now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kemp strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dalcanton fields it and throws to first for the out. Stanley moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scribner takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-7, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 8, Tigers, 8. Fernando Arroyo now pitching. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a pop-up towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mankowski hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to third. May moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub scores. May scores. Thompson moves to third. It's 10-8, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scribner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Scribner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Jack Brohmer pinch hits for Chet Lemon. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arroyo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Jim Essien. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-9, Tigers. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox 9. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Hairston now playing center field. Brian Downing now catching. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Staub hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bannister strikes out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Orta hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 9. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.